The city councils of Louisville, Lafayette, and Boulder discussed local measures to regulate the sale and possession of firearms and ammunition within their jurisdictions last night. Joining me now to discuss what happened at Boulder's city council meeting is independent journalist Shay Castle. Good morning, Shay.
Good morning.
Before we dive into the details of the measures passed last night by Boulder's city council, can you give us just a broad view of what the other Boulder County cities did?
Well, we know for sure that Louisville passed identical measures unanimously. Lafayette had them on first reading, so that means they need a second reading to pass them. Superior also had them on the agenda. Unfortunately, that's unclear to me what exactly they did. The Boulder County Commissioners had a June 1st study session to discuss, you know, what their options are and when they might bring these forth in the agenda. And Longmont also said that they will have a preliminary discussion June 14th. So we've got Boulder and Louisville passed for sure, and the rest considering or in some stages of passing. And I should note that at least in Lafayette and Superior, the package of laws are slightly different than they were in Boulder and Louisville, which did six ordinances doing a number of things, which your listeners have just heard about. That's what we know so far.
Right. Okay. So does this essentially reinstate measures that were passed 5 years ago in Boulder that were successfully challenged in court by the NRA just days before the mass shooting at King Soopers?
It does, and it goes farther. So in 2018, there was a ban on assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, trigger activators, and things like bump stocks. And also the 2018 measure, if you remember, raised the age of purchase from 18 to 21. All of those things have been reinstated, and several others have been added as well that are new. The 2018 ban was struck down by court, as you mentioned, just days before the King Super shooting. But since that time, state lawmakers overturned a law that banned local governments from doing gun control laws that were stricter than the states. They've undone that, and you know, Boulder County towns are leading the way, as far as I know, the first ones to take advantage of this new state law.
And right, I understand the state law that happened last legislative session, not the one that just ended, but the one that was from before, from in 2021. I believe it was a package of around six measures that were introduced and all passed. Can you just give us a quick overview of other things how the legal terrain has changed since the King Super shooting?
Absolutely. So, you know, the most important thing is that, so Colorado also has, you know, a ban on high capacity magazines. Boulder's and Louisville's are just stricter now, 10 rounds versus 15. And essentially, local governments are allowed to pass gun laws that are stricter than the state now, whereas before they weren't, which is the whole reason that Boulder's assault weapons ban got struck down. State law literally did not allow local governments to supersede state law. Now they do in certain cases. I imagine there will still be challenges to this in court. And in fact, an NRA-backed affiliate has already said, yes, we plan to defend gun owners' rights to their weapons. So we'll see if that stands. But, you know, Boulder was advised by two policy centers that work on gun legislation. They had, you know, a number of attorneys consulting on this. And given the change in state law to explicitly allow this, it's quite possible that these measures will stand.
And measures to regulate firearms often come up in the wake of particularly horrific mass shootings. Does this feel different this time?
I will say it does feel different. So the 2018 meeting where city council passed, you know, the original assault weapons ban was my first city council meeting as a reporter. And we were in person then, obviously. The chambers were completely packed. It was standing room only. There were a lot more gun owners and gun rights advocates than there were last night. We only had of two dozen speakers. There was only one gentleman who showed up to say, you know, I oppose these laws. It was quite tense in 2018, and I don't know if, you know, all the recent shootings just kind of took the wind out of the sails of gun rights advocates, or they just realized it's kind of futile to speak up because quite clearly council was going to pass these regardless. We did get some commentary from two gun owners on council, Matt Benjamin and Bob Yates, who said, yes, we own guns, but I don't think this is a burden to gun owners. And, you know, we have to do what we can to be responsible. So it was completely different. I know Louisville and Lafayette, they had in-person meetings and their chambers were quite full, but they were quite full of Moms Demand Action folks. I don't know how many gun owners showed up. So it does feel a lot different. And that may be due to other circumstances, or it may be a change in the tide.
Well, Saturday is a day of action with March for Our Lives demonstrations planned nationwide. We'll hear from the organizers of the upcoming Denver rally in the next program. I've also seen a press release about a march in Longmont. Do you know of any other actions in Boulder County this weekend?
Oh, I'm sorry that I don't. But, you know, I would like to mention one thing quickly before we leave. It wasn't at the meeting. The only thing discussed on Tuesday was gun control. But it tucked into the 613-page council packet, maybe on page, you know, 580 or something, was an update, one-year update on Boulder's efforts to remove homeless encampments. You remember they spent nearly $3 million on hiring more cops and an internal cleanup team. And the large takeaway from that was, well, it's not working yet. They don't have that fully implemented. They haven't been able to hire all the cops, or the park rangers haven't started yet. But essentially the takeaway was, yeah, the number of camps is increasing again. The number of tents is increasing. They've removed hundreds of camps to no real avail so far. And council might discuss this in August, but it was included in the meeting. And I thought it would be important for your readers to know.
Well, and there's also the ACLU lawsuit against the city of Boulder to that extent as well.
Absolutely. They and a couple local providers are suing over the city's camping ban and tent bans. Obviously, lawsuits take a lot longer than policy changes, as we've seen with the assault weapons ban. So that will be developing over the next several years. But we'll see what happens locally with city council. They're highly motivated to take action on these things.
Well, you've just heard from Shay Castle, independent journalist and founder of BoulderBeat.news. Thank you, as always, Shay.
Thank you for having me.